Matthew, the 6th chapter, verse 34, the Message translation. Give your entire attention to what God is doing right now. And don't get worked up about what may or may not happen tomorrow. God will help you deal with whatever hard things come up when the time comes. Bible Before Breakfast, Mildred Kingsley Okonkwo here. Good morning. Today, we're doing something much, much different from what we did the first 2 days. Today, we want to introduce some peace into our souls. So as we go on this fast of self and we dive into this 40 days of decreasing so that he might increase, there's certain things that we must begin to do. Or not do in this case. So today, our focus on Soul Forge is this. Don't sweat the small stuff. Yes. Don't sweat the small stuff. You know, after COVID-19, a lot of things changed in the world. And so I've begun to view the world as pre-COVID and post-COVID. So pre-COVID, we were planning events, taking trips, running helter-skelter, doing things with such urgency that one would think that if they didn't hold, the world would end. But COVID taught us what was important. And I know that COVID came with all its terrible things, a lot of lives were lost. But there were lessons to be learned. And one of the major lessons that I learned is that it's not that deep. So many times we think if we don't do something, oh, the world will end. No, it won't. Because we realized that we could all sit at home and do nothing for months. Nothing. Before people started coming up with the concept of, oh, let's go virtual. For the first couple of months, we all sat at home and did nothing. We didn't go to work. We didn't go to school. We didn't go to church. We couldn't visit family. We were stuck in our houses, windows sealed, doors shut, just at home, doing nothing. And you know the interesting thing? The world did not end. And that's where I realized that we are panicked about nothing. We're running around, missing all the amazing moments, missing what God is doing because we are so busy trying to make it all work, trying to make it perfect, trying to make sure the wheels are turning, when sometimes we should just be like Jesus and not sweat the small stuff. It's not that deep. To be honest, it's never that deep. Scripture I read to you today ends a particular chapter that talks a lot about not sweating the small stuff, about not being worried about unnecessary things, about staying in the moment. And verse 25 and 26 of Matthew chapter 6, the Message translation, says this. And I love this because this is God speaking. This is Jesus himself personally speaking. It says, if you decide for God, living a life of God worship, then it follows that you don't fuss about what's on the table at meal times or whether the clothes in your closet are in fashion. There is far more to your life than the food you put in your stomach, more to your outer appearance than the clothes you hang on your body. Now he says, look at the birds, free and unfettered. Free and unfettered. Not tied down to a job description, careless in the care of God. And he says, you count far more to him than birds. You know what it means to be careless in the care of God? It means to be so cared for by God and so aware that you're cared for by God that you simply just live without a care in the world. Jesus says, if you're really going to live a life of God worship, then you can't worship things. You can't fuss about what you're eating, what you're wearing. And he goes further to say, Give your entire attention to what God is doing right now. So live in the moment, live in the present. Just don't get worked up about what may or may not happen tomorrow. And that's the truth. Sometimes we worry about things that end up not even happening. Says God will help you deal with whatever hard things come up when the time comes, if the time comes. And see, when I read this, it just shows me that only one thing is really important. So today, relax. Yes, take a deep breath this morning. Yeah, I'm waiting. I mean it, literally. Take a deep breath. Breathe in and out. One more time. Breathe in and out. One last time. Breathe in and out. Relax your shoulders. Yes. Just let them fall. Relax. Yes. This morning, I need you to live in the moment. Take deep breaths throughout the day. Enjoy the food you're eating. Don't complain about anything. Just relax. Be patient. Accept the imperfection of others and situations. Manage your stress. Lighten up. Drink water. Mind your business. And remember Jesus' advice to always choose the good part. Don't be like Martha. I know you know that story. Luke chapter 10, verse 38 to 42, the Message translation. As they continued their travel, Jesus entered a village. A woman by the name of Martha welcomed him and made him feel quite at home. She had a sister, Mary, who sat before the master, hanging on every word he said. But Martha was pulled away by all she had to do in the kitchen. Later, she stepped in, interrupting them. "Master, don't you care that my sister has abandoned the kitchen to me? Tell her to lend me a hand." The master said, "Martha, dear Martha, you're forcing far too much and getting yourself worked up over nothing. One thing is essential, and Mary has chosen it. It's the main course, and it won't be taken from her." Every time I read that scripture, it just blows my mind. These two sisters were so different, so different. Martha would run around to make food for Jesus. In fact, the Passion Translation says, she became exasperated with finishing the numerous household chores in preparation for our guests. So she interrupted Jesus and said, "Lord, don't you think it's unfair that my sister left me to do all the work by myself? You should tell her to get up and help me." And the Lord answered, "Martha, my beloved Martha, why are you upset and troubled? Pulled away by all these many distractions, so many things are distracting us. Mary had discovered the one thing most important by choosing to sit at my feet. She's undistracted, and I won't take this privilege from her." Undistracted. Don't be so pulled by so many things. They're not so important, I'm telling you. Finally, if you want to know whether it's worth worrying about or worth fussing over or worth stressing yourself over, I'll ask you to do one thing. Weigh it alongside eternity. And if it doesn't matter then don't stress about it. Good morning. What a wonderful way to start your day. Bible Before Breakfast with Mildred Kingsley-Pongo.